Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Koufadakis, who's the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix and the newly elected president of the NFA, National Floor Covering Alliance. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. Thanks.
Good to be with you. It's been a year since we've talked. Let's start with just a little background on you. You're going to be a good president for the NFA because you've got a very diverse background. You know, a lot of the people in the NFA just grew up in retail floor covering business their most of their lives. But you, on the other hand, were on the sell side before you were on the buy side. Talk briefly about that, if you would.
Well, I was in the wholesale business for 20 years before I got into the retail business. And, you know, I did a lot of different things on the wholesale side, including starting out as a territory manager for Shaw back in the mid-80s, and then my last wholesale position was I was the VP of sales for Stanton, so I traveled the country. And I get to have a unique perspective that most people do not have, which is I've seen it on both sides of the fence. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes I'm the worst enemy for a lot of people. I'm the guy who walked to school with a hole in his shoes 10 miles each way because I said, I've done it and I've been there. So, but it definitely gives me a unique perspective.
And you're in Phoenix, Arizona now, but you actually grew up in the eastern U.S. Where are you from originally?
I am originally from New York. My running line that I like to give everybody is I changed sides of the industry and changed sides of the country all in one fell swoop. I think my wife and I made that decision about 36 hours, and the next thing you know, I'm no longer in wholesale living in New York. I'm now in retail in Phoenix, Arizona.
Let's talk about Baker Brothers. Tell me how many stores you've got and how business is doing.
We have 7 retail locations and 1 to the trade location in the design center in Scottsdale. Business is actually starting to pick up finally after many, many, many years. So we're hoping it's a positive trend. We've seen some false positives through the years. You know, it's very interesting at the meeting yesterday. A lot of the guys talked about their business and how, you know, I think you saw there was a lot of growth in the room in terms of positive. And some people tempered the growth by saying, well, you know, it's up, but it's off of last year, which was horrible. And, you know, the way I look at it is up, you know, I think we're all get tired of down after a while. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
The last interview that I did with you has focused on internet marketing because you were an early adopter of internet marketing and you've done real well with your creating your space website and some of the decisions you've made in that area. Let's talk briefly about what's the latest with internet marketing and perhaps what you're feeling about the adoption of social media.
I think social becomes the biggest challenge in this business, for our business especially. We are not the sexiest of industries, and so people don't look at us like a car, a new car, or even new furniture sometimes, which can be a little slicker, you know, watches and expensive things. And we're also a very well-thought-out purchase, so people don't, you know, you don't get a tweet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon that says Baker Brothers is having a sale, and you redirect your car from going home, and you go to the store, you know. Or, you know, you might do that for a pizza on the way home, but you're not going to do it for floor covering. So you absolutely have to have a social presence. You have to understand how it works, and you have to continue to, for lack of a better word, fight the battle on that, which means that you've got to figure out what to do with it. I'd be lying if I said I completely have it figured out, but I know a lot of smart people who are trying to help me get to the point where I can figure it out.
All right. Now, do you also do traditional marketing? Do you do television, radio, print in Phoenix?
We do. Actually, we have started to diversify a little bit more. We did a lot of newspaper for many years, and we still do a lot of newspaper. We're fortunate in Phoenix that we have one newspaper that covers the whole market. They have a huge circulation, and they've been an awesome advertising partner. But we've expanded into television this year for the first time in any kind of real way. Started that this fall and actually got a lot of help from my friend Darren and Alan Bronstein from Worldwide, who did some commercials that they were willing to share with us. So that was really kind of cool and kind of made it a little bit easier. We still do radio advertising. We still do print, direct mail, email. You know, however we can get in front of the customer, we're going to figure it out.
And actually, those commercials that you got from Darren go right at the home centers, don't they?
They do. Well, one is a home center, one is a shop at home. You know, we don't really compete against the home centers per se, but I think it speaks more to the concept of it really doesn't include what it says it includes. And really, you got to dig deeper than just what the big sign says, whether it's an installation sale or we're coming to your home or whatever it may be. You know, I think you're just trying to make people a little smarter and say, if it's too good to be true, it usually is.
So let's go to the big news of the day. You're elected president, which in this organization is somewhat like chairman of the board. You run the board of directors. You run the meetings. It's a 2-year term. You transition from Jim Mudd, who's had it for the last 2 years, and so you start this in January. Let me just ask you, what do you hope to accomplish as the president for the next 2 years of the NFA?
The first thing is I hope not to screw it up. I'm really kind of fortunate to follow, you know, 3 really, really bright guys who really were able to put a stamp on the group and really kind of make it easier for the next person coming in, from Sam Roberts to Jeff Mocco, now to Jim Mudd. So, I mean, that's really the first thing. The second thing is, you know, For me, I'd love for us to harness, even at a higher level, the brain power in the room and get more people pulling the oars in the same direction so that we can utilize really the great strength of the room, which is, I got to tell you, this is the smartest room you'll ever be in. Somebody said to me, says, I just sit back and be quiet and I learn more just by shutting up than anything else. And so if we could get more involvement from more people, you know, even if that means I become a recruiter, if you will, then we're going to get more people rather than sitting in the back of the room to move to the front of the room.
You know, I've got a comment about this meeting that we had yesterday. You know, you have these meetings twice a year, and you do get the feeling that you're at the UN. I mean, the way you sit there and you've got your name tag in front of you and people just speak, and it's pretty organized. It's a lot of pros, isn't it?
Tremendous amount of pros. And, you know, one of the problems with the room getting bigger is, the other thing that I look at as we go down the road is to re-energize what I'll call the intimacy of the group, which is to pull those tables back closer together again. And so that we're not so far apart and that we're not so far away. And hopefully that part of it also will help re-engage everybody. It's kind of like walking into a classroom and sitting in the back of the room and hoping that nobody sees you. You know, the members don't get to pick where they sit, but the room has definitely gotten bigger.
You know, one last question that's always good to ask, and as you take the helm, is what do you see as the value of the NFA to its membership?
The value to the group has always been the same, which is shared ideas, shared practices, most of which, and I think if you talk to the members, they'll tell you the same thing, most of which is not structured. It's all the best ideas that everybody in the room gets is always on a sidebar. It's during a lunch. It's during a dinner. It's during a break, you know, something. But the ideas during the meeting spur those sidebars on. And so that shared. And then the other great part of it is really the opportunity for us to build these great relationships with the vendors. If I can do anything is to help push that another level forward, only because I've done both sides of the fence. And so I can appreciate what they do. I appreciate what we do. And those are really the biggest keys. I mean, you don't see this anywhere else. And this intimacy for all of us to be together in a small place at one time is really awesome.
All right, great, Phil. Congratulations again. We've been talking to Phil Koufidakis, who's the new president starting in January of the NFA, and also the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix, Arizona. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.